Hope you're liking our brand new podcast, Office Horror Stories. I'd like you to become our Employee of the Month. I'll even hook you up with a $100 Visa gift card for being the Office Horror Stories Employee of the Month. Huh? That beats any parking spot or having your name on a crappy little plaque down a hall that nobody walks through, huh? For your chance to win the $100 Visa gift card and title of Employee of the Month, all you have to do is give us a review on Apple Podcasts or iTunes. Then, shoot me an email with a screenshot. It's that easy. You're entered to win the $100 Visa gift card and title of Employee of the Month. So, go to Apple Podcasts or iTunes, leave your review of Office Horror Stories, then email that to me. Send it to Tony at OfficeHorrorStories.com, T-O-N-Y, at OfficeHorrorStories.com, and you're entered. Once a month, we'll pick a brand new Employee of the Month, give them a $100 Visa gift card, and you, by leaving that review, help spread the word that this show exists. As many employers like to say, it's a win-win, huh? Leave that review on Apple Podcasts or iTunes, send me the proof, and you are entered. Go ahead, go get it done right now. Thank you for the support, and we'll let you know. Hey, everybody, this is our Bad Office Christmas Party edition of Office Horror Stories. And some of the stories on today's episode are overtly sexual in nature. I just thought I would share. This is not an episode for the children to be listening to. I don't think I've ever put a disclaimer on the front of any episode before. So here you go. This is your fair warning. If you're offended by overtly sexual stories, this is not the episode for you. If you find it hilarious and holy shit, you've experienced it at a Christmas party, you may enjoy today's episode. It's probably our raunchiest episode of the year. And it's about Christmas. I don't know how that makes sense, but it does. Everyone has a bad office Christmas party story. The boss who got plowed out of his mind. The office romance who went from 0 to 500 in the course of 6 drinks. Sex, drugs, bad behavior. They all come to the surface at the office Christmas party.
Welcome to the world of crazy workplaces, office horror stories.
Have a crazy workplace story to share? Call in toll free.
1-833-HATE-JOB.
1-833-HATE-JOB.
Or write in at officehorrorstories.com. This is Office Horror Stories.
That it is. And yes, 833-HATE-JOB is our phone number. You can also write in on our website, officehorrorstories.com. Please do press subscribe, whatever platform it is you listen to us on, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, you name it. Pressing that subscribe button helps us tremendously. And please do leave us a review. Apple Podcasts is where we're asking you to do that because some 97% of people seem to listen to us through that. So please do hop over there. Even if you don't have an iPhone, you can do it. Just go to their site. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and then shoot me a screenshot of that. Send it to Tony at officehorrorstories.com, and you're going to be entered to win a $100 Visa gift card and be crowned our Employee of the Month. And we're doing that every single month in 2020. All you got to do is go leave that Apple Podcast review, send me a screenshot of it, and you'll be in the drawing. Just leave an honest review. That's all we ask. Then send it back to us, and get you in the drawing, and we'll pick a winner every single month, call you on the air, and get you hooked up with that. So thank you in advance for doing just that. Tony and Carol Hughes joining you once again. And this is an episode that I wasn't sure if we were going to be able to do this year. I'll admit I did a little digging online to find some of these stories today, just because the time that we launched the show was about a week ago. And we're getting office horror stories in, but I haven't found a ton of Christmas ones that have come in yet. So I did some digging and found some great ones for today's episode. I'm sure we'll have our own to share as well. Office Christmas party horror stories. It seems to me, Carol, that an overwhelming theme of office Christmas parties is a lot of drinking and overt sexual advances towards coworkers seems to be the main themes of office horror stories at Christmas time.
Which is what I don't get, because You're at an office Christmas party, the boss is there, they're paying for it.
Yeah.
And then you go acting like an idiot and you have to go back to work. I don't get that. And so, for example, I write plays for a local theater, and on Saturday nights, I bartend there. Mm-hmm. And I've been doing it for years. I love bartending. I think it's super fun. And at Christmas time, we have a lot of office parties. And so last year, And it was a big office party, and like the big bosses were there. There's like 75 people. Mm-hmm. So this is a pretty big place. Cause you know, 75 people showed up. There's another 50 who didn't.
Yeah.
So these guys get so drunk and they're down in the front to where they had to stop the show several times and tell them to be quiet. They're like, really? Like, and it's a comedy show, but yeah, it's like we can't hear ourselves because they started talking to themselves and then randomly talking to the actors and then talking to themselves. So about the third or fourth time it happened, the actors are like, seriously? And the guys got really pissed off and stood up and started yelling like they're going to fight the actors. And their boss is right there. And I'm like, okay, I don't know. You work for a plumbing company or something, but it seems to me you still got to go back to work on Monday and encounter your boss at some point.
Yeah.
Who gave you this night out? And like, they got presents and stuff at the show. And, you know, they tried to do something really nice.
Yeah.
And you not only ruined it for your office, but for the 100 other people that were in the theater.
It's like a free pass, it seems, yeah, that a lot of bosses just kind of have to give if they want to have a staff come the next year. Just because it's like people just, I don't know what the hell it is.
Do those people go back to work on Monday and be like, God, I ruined the office party. God dang it. I was going to fight the guys in the show. Like, do they feel bad about that?
I don't think so.
I think that's so weird.
I don't think so. It just seems to be kind of just
happens
this,
every Christmas, every yeah, Christmas.
I don't know what it is. I don't know why it's like rules are not in existence anymore. It's like everybody's on a fucking island with no laws or rules or consequences. And it is bizarre. But that's
like they
be,
left and people are clapping like, woo, woo, get them out of here.
Yeah.
Yay.
And you think,
and then Monday morning, the boss just lets that go. I mean, can you get written up over bad behavior at the office Christmas party? Because they were on an open bar tab. So that is kind of the office's fault.
Yeah, that they're providing liquor. So the office just probably has no, you can't fire somebody at that point. You're providing the unlimited liquor to your employees, and then you're going to...
And you better hope they don't get pulled over on the way.
Yeah, and you can't complain if they're acting bad then. So I don't think there's any like HR recourse in that sort of a situation.
It's like, yeah, I was drunk, but the boss,
yeah,
he paid for everything.
No.
Yeah, so I was going to fight the actors. What up?
That's how it would go. Yeah, yeah. But
I just don't get it. I don't get it. So me, I'm the person who goes to the office party and I'll have one. Mm-hmm. And I always leave one of the first people to leave because I just don't want to be that awkward last person who's had too many.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just, it's uncomfortable. And a lot of offices don't even do the Christmas parties anymore. And maybe for good reason. After hearing some of these stories, it's like, okay, I get it a little better. 833-HATE-JOB is our number to share your story with us. And if you have an office Christmas party story from this year, as you're listening to this and you go, holy shit, I got to share that. Share it. Share it now. And we will, we'll relive the magic in January and February as you call those in.
Or save them till next year and do a whole month of office stories.
It'd be great. We'll do some of that. Or write in it to office horror stories. .com. Our first one today, it says, I just recently went to my girlfriend's vet office Christmas party at the owner's very nice house. This party is known for everyone getting extremely wasted. I'm driving, so I stayed relatively sober. My girlfriend, on the other hand, did not. She was already quite tipsy off all kinds of mixed drinks. I head to the bathroom down the hall for 5 minutes, come back to realize she had taken 3 shots. 2 is her total drinking limit. Fast forward about 10 minutes and she's absolutely sloshed. She requests to go to the bathroom and starts asking everyone the quickest way to get there, like we're about to go on a road trip or something. I escort her carefully and let her do her business. While waiting, I got caught up talking to a bunch of coworkers and kind of forgot she was in the bathroom. About 15 minutes later, she comes rushing out saying we must leave because she does not feel good. I inform everyone we're going to head out when I hear someone yell, "Oh, fuck," from the bathroom hall. Turns out that in 15 minutes, my girlfriend managed to completely break the toilet in half, causing the plumbing pipe from the wall to explode, which as well started flooding the room. As a bonus, she decided to start throwing up at the front door as well. Let's just say I sobered up quick. Anyways, the folks were super supportive of it, even though they did have to replace the flooring and the plumbing, and the toilet didn't even make her pay anything. The owner also posted pictures on Facebook of his broken toilet and said it was the best party they've had in a while. So, holy shit. How do you manage to break a toilet?
I don't know.
That would take some force.
Break a toilet and not end up with an emergency room visit.
Yeah.
It seems like the two would go hand in hand.
You would think.
Like, it seems like if you break a toilet, you had to fall. I don't know. I didn't know that you even could.
I don't know the answer to that. That just seems like a complete and utter just disaster. All the damage. But I guess it sounds like a party hard group. And it's like, all right, let's chalk this one up on the damage list and new record. And they're happy with it. So I guess it could have gone much worse.
Well, and you know, the company probably paid to have the toilet fixed.
Probably.
Like, I'm going to turn in my receipts because I had the party in my house.
It's a great way to get like your carpet replaced.
It was an office event. Maybe the toilet was already falling apart and there was some weird thing with it. And then she like fell on it and broke it. And that's what the boss was hoping for.
And it just happened to work out. Hey,
great party. And I'm getting a new toilet.
That does make a little bit of sense. I could see that. I'm thinking back. There was a get together at one place I'd worked a long ways back, and it wasn't a big Christmas party. It was almost, I don't know if it was like it was even official. I think it almost was like a employee sanctioned Christmas party, if you will. And it was at a nicer restaurant. It was mainly just like cocktails and hors d'oeuvres. And I remember one of my coworkers, first time there. And this place made Cosmopolitans like fucking God. And it was just when Sex and the City was pretty big. And that was the drink of everyone. And
they are delicious.
They are. And when you make them right. And I never had one in my life until I had one there. And it's like, oh, it's a pink drink, girly drink. And I had one like, holy shit, this is amazing. And it's like the recipe here. If you want to make the ultimate cosmopolitan at your Christmas party, here's what you do. You get a full lime, squeeze all the juice from the lime into one drink, put it into your shaker, then add a little bit of Cointreau. You have to use that. And then vodka, a good one. Belvedere is what I used to use. And then a little bit of cranberry juice. Shake that up. And if you know to pour it correctly, the bartender just did this perfect pour every time. Just to the meniscus of the glass. Just perfect. He was an artist at it. Anyway, there's your Cosmo recipe. Friend of mine had about four of them. And the drink is mainly vodka. There's not a whole lot of the fruit juice portion of this. So he had about four of them, and then in this nice restaurant, in the nice bathroom of the restaurant, the entire floor was covered with regurgitated Cosmo and I think coconut shrimp.
Oh, gross.
And it was this place, it was like, you know, think of the fanciest restaurant you can think of, and just think of that all over the bathroom floor on like a Friday night at 7:30.
Gross.
So busiest night, one of the busiest nights of the week, one of the busiest times of the year, super nice restaurant. People are dressed in suits and dresses, and that's what he did. And I don't think he ever set foot in that place again. And the next time, I was like embarrassed going in the next time because I'm like, they're like, your friend came with
it
you?
It wasn't me. It wasn't me.
They're like, no, he stayed. He's not coming. He's like good.
And don't worry, you'll never see him here again.
Yeah, that will never, ever happen forever and ever and ever. I had another small disaster office horror stories. I have another one I'll share in just a few moments from another employee-sanctioned Christmas party. Let's go to the next letter. It says, when I was a teenager, I volunteered to DD at a fancy dinner for the local police department. I had some big wigs from the headquarters and such. This is happening in Canada, by the way, so some of these terms are going to be Canadian. I think it was like the station's 50th anniversary or something. One cop got on stage with a band and started singing. One female cop started dancing on a table, broke it, and went face first into the floor. And then kept on partying once the blood stopped. This was a young crew of new cops that year. A ripped, good-looking guy. So the guy was getting panties thrown at him left and right and center. Driving him and his current date home, they fucked in the back seat. He slipped me $20 and told me I saw nothing. However, I saw everything. Next trip, the cop and his wife were drunk, but nothing outrageous. But as they were getting out, he casually tossed what ended up being a pair of thong panties into the front seat and saying something I didn't quite hear. I assume they were from the previous couple. And my favorite was driving one of the higher-ranking pike officers in my Providence back to his hotel, and he just fell over as I rounded a curve like a tree, unconscious. I had to get hotel staff to help drag him out. Now imagine all this with Mounties dressed in their red serge. And these are just the things I saw. My buddies who were dodging, I have similar tales. So there you go. Adventures in Canadian Christmas parties with the police, with Mounties. What?
I don't even have any witty comeback.
No, I mean, this is an overtly sexual episode. I should warn about that. Far more than I think any other episode that I've put together yet. And it wasn't intentional. It's just, this is what seems to be out there on Christmas parties, as far as what people are recounting quite readily from all over the place. I'm glad I haven't been to a Christmas party that was super sexual, because some of these, it's like, holy shit, I can't believe that. Wow. But I don't know. I mean, radio stuff can get kind of crazy sometimes, but not to the level of some of these other things that we're going to hear about in today's episode. Of the program. I have one that a Christmas party that was, and this is where companies seem to be cutting back, or had for a while ago, they were cutting back on Christmas parties and expenses and all of that in the early parts of the 2000s. If you were in the workforce back then, way back in the day, which half of our audience wasn't, that was a thing. It was money got kind of tight, and there was a lot of cutbacks. But what was, so you got to keep that in mind as you hear this part of the story, is we're all taking pay cuts. It's getting really kind of tight, and we don't know who's going to get laid off next, because that's going on as well, if you are still employed. And they said, no Christmas party. Okay, that's fine. I get it. However, what got me that I thought was really interesting about this story is they decided to have an office Christmas party luncheon that year out of nowhere, and the boss's wife shows up and starts decorating for it the day prior in the conference room of the place I was at. And by the time all is said and done, it looks like there was probably a good several thousand dollars worth of decorations from the Hobby Lobby that were purchased just for the Christmas party itself. And this Christmas party, it's a luncheon, so it's like an hour long, and I believe it was a potluck as well. So we all had to bring our own food, but thousands of dollars were spent on decorations, and it was just kind of like, really, this is how the financial responsibilities are going around here. We're spending all this on the decor, but you could have gotten us like P.F. Chang's for lunch or something with how much you spent on all of this, and then all the decor disappears right after the party, and I'm guessing went back to their house is my assumption. I don't know. It wasn't hidden around the station ever again. So I'm guessing, you know, office expense, and then it disappears. So I just thought, you know, it wasn't a horrible story, but just kind of a, that seems like a shitty thing to do. So
yeah, because that's a good way to get your company to pay for your at home Christmas decor.
And I think that's kind of what happened. Once you kind of connect all the dots, it's like, oh, that's why it was so overtly decorated, because this is going on a house. This is not supposed to go in a conference room. And then like it all kind of made sense and went together.
The stories that you're sharing today, some of these, is actually why a lot of companies now have office luncheons.
Exactly.
For Christmas.
It's
like, we're just going to leave the liquor out of this completely.
I wonder if there, and someone in the insurance industry could answer this question. Do you have to take out a separate, is there like office party insurance policies that you need to take out? I mean, I know like you have to have like event insurance if you go to a hall or something. But
probably if you rented this space and turned it into your own party, I bet you would.
Yeah.
Like if you went to the theater and you just bought tickets to go see their show, I don't think so.
No.
I think it depends on what you do, but if you created your own event and didn't provide transportation and various things like that.
Yeah, it makes you wonder if there's like a special rider just for Christmas parties. It's like, no, this
is... And the thing is to be honest, if somebody's going to spend, like, say you go see a show, mm-hmm. a Christmas play, and, you know, that's $35 a head, and then they buy you some drinks, and they spend another $20, I'd rather just you give me $75 Christmas bonus, and we'll just call it good.
Yeah.
Because some people get a lot of money at Christmas, and most people get nothing. Mm-hmm. You know, the $75, I'd been happy with that.
Yeah. Yeah, I completely agree. I think most would agree with that. 833-HATE-JOB is our number to share your office horror story with us or on our website, officehorrorstories.com. Brace yourself. We have another graphic horror story. Here we go. Next one. It says, worked at a Polish retirement home. Christmas party every year is held in the residence party room. Approximately 30 late 40s, early 50s Polish women pounded back the vodka like they shouldn't have been alive afterward. Many insane things each year. Always some passed out. Always some of them completed to get attention of the one and only male, the crazy drunk maintenance man. And always at least one person ended up crying. Once they all, it all happened at once. Nurses got blasted. Maintenance dude got blasted. Nurses had him sit with them at one of the tables. They played some weird ass drinking game as best I could tell. They'd make out with him, then take his shot after. Then they all cheer. Eventually I hear chanting and look over, and one of the girls is on her knees now, except the chanting sounds more like yelling. Look closer, she doesn't seem to be moving. One of the other women is moving too. She grabs the girl under the shoulders and pulls her off of him. And I could hear horrible coughing, and the girl lands on her back. Apparently, she's unconscious. He's crying now because she's passed out. One of the other nurses tries to give her mouth to mouth. At this point, I decided it was time to call it a night and head home. Holy shit.
I can't even comment on these because they are so disgusting. Dining area at the nursing home?
Well, it wasn't open to the residents at the time, as far as it sounds. But it sounds like quite the extreme party. And this sounds like it was overseas. Not that it makes it any better, the geographics of this. Holy shit. Some other countries, I know, have a little more lax view on alcohol consumption and it can go to quite extremes. So I don't know if that played quite a factor into that, but what the fuck?
I'm telling you, I worked at a nursing home from when I was about 16 until I think I was 23 or 4. Mm-hmm. I would quit.
Yeah.
You can't unsee that.
No.
Like, I can't work with those people after that.
No. I don't know how the hell you go back to work after something like that.
And the maintenance man's like, yeah.
Yeah.
This is the best party ever. That is weird.
Yeah, it is weird. Funny thing
is, I just wanted to hear drunk people puking stories. I was not ready for this, I'm telling you.
This is quite the extreme.
Next year, Jen gets to do the episode about Christmas stories. I'll be like, what? We're going to do Christmas stories? Oh, I'm so busy the entire month of December.
And the thing is, you think, oh, it's going to be Christmas stories. This will be interesting. Oh, holy shit. It's probably going to be the raunchiest episode of the year, I'm guessing. That's what it really shocked me as I was putting this episode together a couple days ago. I'm like, holy shit. It's like the Christmas episode's like the fucking dirtiest episode I think I've ever put together of any show. I know.
I was not prepared.
Yeah, there you go. Any more tamer stories to pull us back from the extreme nature of some of the office insanity that we've heard? Do you have anything to add of office horror stories that you've experienced?
This is how I thought this was going to go.
Yeah.
So I went to, we had an unofficial Christmas party every year. So like the boss couldn't come. Anybody in upper management couldn't come. It was just us lowly underpaid employees. So we'd have this big party every year. And so it was on this guy would have it on the second, he had an apartment, it was on the second floor. So one of the guys gets really drunk and he stepped outside downstairs to get some fresh air. Mm-hmm. So he gets downstairs, he's really drunk and he's sitting I'm the deck below. So the first floor deck, those poor people who the other three apartments in that building had to hated him. Mm-hmm. So he's sitting outside and then he's like, what? It's raining. And he looks up thinking he's getting rained on, but he's getting peed on. Like, that was funny. And because he was so drunk, like, I just remember it was like slow motion. He puts his face up.
Oh, God.
Like, I didn't know. Because he wanted to see, like, I didn't know it was raining. So when it does rain, that's what you do. Like, what? It's raining? And yeah. You look up at the sky. And he did that.
Wow.
Somebody was peeing on the deck above.
Oh, my God.
I mean, that's gross, but it's not like your stories.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, I mean, it's not quite to the level of what just happened in that last story. But
the nursing home employee's story.
The nursing home.
Those people are taking care of your elderly relatives. I wouldn't want them anywhere near my grandmother.
It makes you wonder if any of the old people were like standing like back in the corner, like, or just kind of peering through the window like, oh, what's Wendy doing today? She usually brings me my pills. Oh, holy shit.
And then Wendy comes by. They're like, we're good. We good, Wendy.
We're all good.
No, we don't need the pills that really don't go to me anyway.
Oh, God. Yeah.
See, this is what I'm going to have nightmares about tonight. Creepy maintenance men going to show up in my dreams. Oh my God.
Got
right before then some woman. I can't.
Yeah.
I can't even repeat these stories.
No, you really can't. There's no way
Thank
to really.
God, I don't have to read them.
Yeah. I got one more here, and this it doesn't,
what shirt do you have
it doesn't involve that what just happened. It involves peeing, actually, though. So it's a little, not quite.
Okay, that's a typical Christmas story.
Exactly. People pissing on each other. So finally, I got a great one. I just I started my job about 2 years ago at the end of October. Another new girl had started a month later. She was a bit shy, but quite a big girl. So with her working here for about 3 weeks and me still being the new guy, along comes the Christmas party, hosted quite a nice location nearby, the kind of to do where multiple companies buy a table for their employees and then send them off to cause havoc. The night of the Christmas party comes and she joins some coworkers for pre-drinks. They turn up drunk already with more drinks on the table and even more in their handbags. About 2 hours into the night, this girl is not shy anymore. She's in her mid-20s, but decides she needs to use the loo. So the middle of the floor, surrounded by coworkers and tables, cranks down her tights and pisses on the floor, literally spraying everywhere. No shame at all. When people try and ask her what the fuck she's doing, she starts trying to fight them until the one poor designated senior team leader sternly drags her away and tells her to go home now. 2 years later, and she's still working here. We had our Christmas party last weekend, and she causes another scene, taking a bottle of wine in her purse into the swanky restaurant we were in. And when she starts mouthing off to me, and my big drunken mouth apparently yelled, why don't you just go piss on the floor, which caused her to storm off. I regret nothing, nor totally remember it, says the writer of that one. So,
okay, if you do that at your Christmas party, mm-hmm. you don't have the right to get mad.
No.
When somebody 2 years later says, yeah, well, go piss on the floor. You don't have the right to get mad. You did it. You got to own that.
And she probably has no memory of it, though, either, which has got to be the worst part of it, because all these people are saying, holy shit, you did this. And you have no recollection of how bad it was or not bad or anything. Just nothing, you know?
And how? It just makes me think at some point, like, how drunk is that something you do frequently when you get that drunk? Like, that you don't have any concerns about it? Like, I'll just pee right here.
I don't know. I mean, I take it. It's something that probably, I think the holidays bring out the more inexperienced drunk in a lot of people. Where some of the more...
When you don't pregame before you go to your Christmas party.
I've done that a few times back in the day. It's never a good idea, but I think a lot of people, especially 20-some-year-olds, would do that. It was, just kind of what you did. But it's
I'm just telling everybody that's a bad idea.
It is. It's a horrible
idea. The people
idea.
You're going to party with are your supervisors and your bosses.
Yeah.
This is what you go to the party, have your one drink, and then leave early and go someplace else.
Yeah, exactly. It's not, I don't know why it seems to be the open invitation for insane behavior, but it seems to be one of the most raunchy, raw parties in a lot of offices every single year. I mean, that's why there's like movies about this concept. It's because it's like, holy shit. It's just, is it the holidays? Is it loneliness that kicks in for some? Is it all of the...
You got to remember who you're with. That's what I don't get. The other one that, like I was talking about, the theater, and the other one I don't get is the opposite, the people who just don't show up. And, you know, some places your office has spent some money to buy you a ticket or to buy your dinner. You have to prepay.
Yeah.
You don't get the money back. No. You reserve that. If you're at a restaurant and you book a party for 50, you pay.
Mm-hmm.
Then people don't show up, like a lot of them.
Yeah.
I don't get that.
I don't know.
Like, that's almost as bad because they paid for you to be there and then you just don't show up.
Doesn't matter. Yeah. That's why everybody's doing potluck lunches to avoid this sort of shit.
Seriously, I'd way rather do a luncheon, and even better if they give me the $50 they were going to spend on me. I'd be all about that.
Yeah. So there you go. You got to hear some things you can't unhear today on today's episode. I think I'm actually, this is the only episode that I'm actually putting a disclaimer at the front of. That I've never done that.
God, please do.
Because I think we need it.
Take my name off of it too while you're at it. And my co-host today. Beep.
Yeah, it's quite the stories. So there you go. That's going to wrap up today's episode of Office Horror Stories. Next week, when we're back, right after the holiday, it's more tame stories. They're good stories. They're just not quite that extreme. So there you go. Until next time for Office Horror Stories, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.